In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is a very special day. We have a concurrence of feasts and celebrations, and it is a wonderful opportunity for God's grace to come to us, for us to take advantage of God's generosity, His goodness, His love for us. We celebrate today the Mass is the Mass of St. Dominic. And St. Dominic, though he's of the Dominican order, is not a Franciscan. But the Franciscans and the Dominicans are as sister orders. St. Dominic, when he went to Rome, I believe when he was there praying in the Church of St. Peter, he had gone to Rome to receive approval for his rule, for the order of preachers, so they could go forth and preach, not work with their hands as the Cistercians had done, but to have their intellectual labors turned into an order that was sent out to preach and fight against the heresies. And principally in the time of St. Dominic, it was the heresy of the Albigensians. And it was necessary that there should be this mendicant order, that one who presents themselves doing penances that were more austere, more severe than the Albigensians were doing. And so St. Dominic, there in the chapel of St. Peter praying, receives a revelation from God or a vision, and he sees our Lord weeping over mankind, very sorrowful. But the Blessed Mother presents two men to our Lord, and these two men lift our Lord's spirits up, give him courage. And St. Dominic recognized in this vision that one of the men was himself. He was not aware of who the other one was, but the next morning, as he is walking, he recognizes the second man from his vision, hidden under the cowl of a beggar, a poor man, who turned out to be none other than St. Francis of Assisi, who was likewise there before the Pope to receive approval for his rule, his life of poverty. And St. Dominic approached St. Francis, told him that if the two of them worked together, no one could stop them. And the Franciscans, the Dominicans, have been as sister orders from the very beginning. One of St. Dominic's children relates that St. Dominic pleaded with St. Francis for the cord that he wore around his waist. And of course, if you have read anything of the life of St. Francis, if you want something from St. Francis, it's a very simple thing. You don't have to hit him. You don't have to beg very hard. You just simply ask him, for the love of God, will you give me your cord? And he can't refuse you anything. A secret of Franciscan mendicants, beggars. For the love of God, will you help me? For the love of God, will you give me what I'm asking? St. Francis would refuse nothing if someone asked for the love of God. I say this is a concurrence of feasts and celebrations. It's not only the feast of St. Dominic, who you see listed in our calendar as our Father, St. Dominic, on a Franciscan calendar, for they are considered co-founders or co-patriarchs, if you will, for the sister orders are that close that the Franciscans refer to St. Dominic as our Father and the Dominicans refer to St. Francis as our Father. We are that close, that intertwined. But today is also, through transference of the feast, which fell actually on Friday, August 2nd, the feast of Our Lady of the Angels, queen of the Porciuncula, the Franciscans have been given a tremendous blessing by Christ. And it is related that St. Francis was spending the night in prayer and tears over lost souls. And an angel appeared to St. Francis and said, "Our Lord and the Blessed Mother and a host of angels are in the chapel, ready to give audience to you." St. Francis goes to the chapel, falls down on his face before the vision of our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and this host of angels. And Christ says to St. Francis, "Rise up, ask of me anything that you will, and I will give it to you." And it is said that St. Francis asked of our Lord, "I wish that those who would make a good confession and visit this chapel should have all the punishment remitted from their sins." That is to be restored to the state of innocence from the moment of their baptism, to be spared of any need for punishment either on this earth or in purgatory. And our Lord said to St. Francis, "You have asked much, but because you have loved much, I will give it to you. Go and obtain approval from the Pope." And St. Francis went to see Pope Honorius, who wasn't so inclined because there was no such thing as a plenary indulgence. This was the first one. And yet, the Pope could not refuse St. Francis' request, which obviously was the request of God himself. And he granted to St. Francis that those who confessed their sins and would visit the chapel of Our Lady of Porciuncula, the little portion, they would have all their sins remitted. And you say, "But what about the punishment that is due to these sins? What about the merits to overcome these sins?" That is held in the treasury of the Church. Christ has merited more grace than we could ever consume. The saints have added to that treasury, and it has been placed in the hands of the Church to dispense as she will. And so the Pope granted this. Later, this privilege was extended to all the Franciscan churches throughout the world, but only for one day out of the year, the 2nd of August. Again, later, the popes extended this to all the parish churches throughout the world. And again, limiting it to the 2nd of August, but now extending it to the first Sunday, so that the indulgence would be more easily acceptable or accessible to the people, that they could, by fulfilling their Sunday obligation, also gain this plenary indulgence. And this indulgence has gone farther, because not only can we gain this indulgence for ourselves, but this indulgence can be gained multiple times for the relief of the souls in purgatory. To gain this indulgence, the Pope has decreed that we should say 6 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bes with every visit to the chapel, to the church. Each time we leave the church and enter, doing these good works, offering these prayers, we can gain a plenary indulgence. Once for ourselves and as many times as we do the good work for the souls in purgatory. And thus, we can join in our Lord's compassion over suffering mankind, over suffering souls, and we can do something about it. But it is a tremendous privilege for us. For we have this opportunity to make peace with God, and to make peace with God at a very easy price, if you will. A simple good work. It doesn't cost us any money, just a little bit of time. It's not hard work. It's a very easy and accessible indulgence which is ours. And this we can gain today, this feast of Saint Dominic. It is a wonderful opportunity. I want to mention the gospel for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, but the gospel now is a parable that has slipped my mind at the time, but it seems to coincide very beautifully with this idea of sacrifice, this idea of indulgence. But it was a parable that our Lord gave to his disciples about the kingdom of heaven. And at his return to me, the master is going to call all of his servants to an account of their servants. And one servant is brought before him who has been squandering and wasting. He says, give an account of your stewardship, for you can be steward no longer. And the man says, what am I going to do? I've made a real mess of everything. To beg, I'm ashamed. To work, I'm unable. So he calls his master's debtors. How much do you owe my master? And he reduces the debt of each one that they owe the master. And then the master calls the steward and says, you have acted very prudently. You have acted wisely. And our Lord says that the children of this world are wiser in their ways than the children of darkness. And I ask you to consider, what did this steward do? He acted prudently. He took advantage of the occasion, of the situation. And he gained indulgence for himself. He made friends with his master's debtors, so that when his master would kick him out, he would have some place to go. And at a very small price, with very little effort, did it take for him to change his master's accounts. And yes, it was a great injustice. But our Lord is not focusing upon the injustice done to the master, of the wrong that was done, how he was cheated. But he is focusing upon the indulgence that was granted. And as I spoke to you of the Porciuncula indulgence, how easily we can have the punishment due to our sins washed away. There is an injustice. For Christ has demanded that we should pay to the last tithing, that we'll have to give an account for every thought, word, and deed. Every moment of our lives, we are going to have to give an account. But then our Lord gives us opportunity, you might say, to cheat him. And he's anxious for us to sort of cheat, if you will, to gain this indulgence. Here, I'm going to make it easy for you. If you do this little bit of work for me, make this little sacrifice, which at the Feast of the Porciuncula is to say the six Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees. I will wash your slate clean and give you a fresh start. And thus, you can act prudently. You can act wisely. But our Lord says, don't stop there. Gain this indulgence for those who have passed away from this world. Gain the indulgence for the poor souls in purgatory. As often as you can. And thus, we become like Christ. we become like the steward, and we can help our fellow souls who suffer in purgatory. We can open up the gates of heaven for them. And just as the steward in that parable was able to lift the debt of these people, the sins that they had committed against the master, the steward was able to lessen them, to write them off, so we can help the souls in purgatory write off their debt, reduce it. Not just reduce it, but we can actually help them wipe it completely away, erase it, just as we can gain that indulgence, that blessing for our own souls. We can help the souls in purgatory. So I ask you not to forget the souls in purgatory. I ask you to take advantage of this opportunity that comes to us but once a year. Don't let it slip through your fingers. But on this day, return to that baptismal innocence. Wipe your debt away. Wipe the debt away of your loved ones who have passed away. And make friends with the saints or those who will soon be saints in heaven, so that they too will have, you might say, a debt towards us, towards you. If you help them into heaven, they will be your friends for eternity. They will be there when you need them. They will help you in your time of need. They will pray for you as you have prayed for them. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.